Hi, Michael Griffiths here from Referral Marketing Guru. Great to have you on this Get More Referrals Today podcast. Today we're going to be looking at staying front of mind and building relationships with your community. See, we're on an Easter weekend, this particular weekend, and it's often the times at these Christmas, Easter, Mother's Day, Father's Day, those sorts of dates are when we tend to think, oh, maybe I should be sending out a card. Maybe I should be saying, having a great Easter weekend, have a great holiday at Christmas time. And we tend to take those moments to really, I suppose, keep relationships with our community rather than doing it every day of the year. So I thought, what a great opportunity to go through how to stay front of mind, how to keep relationships, build relationships with your community every single day. Because it shouldn't just be when there is an occasion or an event that we actually think about it. In the end, if that's what it is, well, that's what everyone else is doing. So you're not standing out and you're not being special in terms of your community going, oh, well, that person actually really cares about me or really what I do. So let's first, as always, look at what do most people do? Well, most people with their network, with their community, well, they send a newsletter once a month. Quite often then, they get busy and that once a month becomes every 2 months, every quarter, every 6 months. But all they do is they push information out in front of people. You know yourself, how many newsletters do you actually read? How many do you stop and go, oh, I'll get to that later and never do? How many do you just go delete straight away? See, the other thing that people do is they only pick up the phone to call people when they want to sell. So if all you're doing at the moment is pushing out newsletters and then calling people to sell, well, you've set yourself up for failure. Because as soon as you call and I see your number come up, or you call and I hear your voice, I go, well, straight away, that person only calls me when they want something or when they're trying to sell me something. So that makes it even harder for you to achieve your outcome and your end goal. So what we've got to be able to do is get into more of a relationship mentality and a front of mind mentality. And let's quickly touch on both of them now. So to me, a relationship mentality, it's all about how do you engage, strengthen, and improve the relationships you have with everyone in your community. So whether that be your LinkedIn community, whether that be your network and your database, and now that's your community, the people that you come across day in, day out, how are you continuing to strengthen relationships with those particular people? How do you have a front of mind mentality? Meaning that you want to be front of mind of everybody you know as often as you can. We know the more front of mind you are of people, the more likely it is that they're going to talk about you. The more likely it is that they're going to share you with their networks. More likely that when they're in a meeting and someone happens to pop up and say, oh, well, in fact, my biggest challenge is XYZ, they go, oh, well, I actually remember that particular person in my network who does XYZ. People don't do that unless you are front of mind. Now, to me, it only probably takes 10 days to 14 days to be forgotten. So we've got to constantly keep ourselves front of mind of our network and of our community. So when we look at, well, how do we do that? How do we have a relationship mentality? How do we have a front of mind mentality? To me, it continues to come down to three things that we continue to focus on. The first one is, how do we become a giver first? So if I'm focused like the majority of people who just go put their hand out and say, what's in it for me? I'm not going to get very much. But if I focus on giving, and if I focus on being able to give other people opportunities, then those opportunities are going to come back to me from those particular people at the same time. The next thing I'm focused on is, how do I add value to other people? So most people go, well, how do I make a sale to other people? I go, well, if I can add value to them, then they will naturally come and use us if that's the product or service that they need. So be an add value person. The final thing is, always I'm thinking, I want people to know how much I actually care about them. Okay, so when you care about people, then and people understand that, they're going to become walking billboards for you. Okay, so that actually means having proper discussions with people, finding out about people personally, actually caring about their interests and their hobbies and their goals. When you start doing that, all of a sudden now, you have people who are going to remember you not for just 10, 14 days, but for months and months and months. So they're the three things that I continue to just focus on. Give first, add value, and be a real carer about other people. Okay, so when you've got those sorts of things, now you can stay front of mind and keep relationships quite easily. So this is what we do within our organisation. We want to be able to keep touch points with everybody in our community at least every 90 days. So whether that be a invite to an event, whether that be putting on a little event which they get to come to, whether that be through social media, whether that be through cards, thank you cards and how are you cards, whether that be through calls, whether that be through a hope all is well email, they're all little touch points that allow us to keep the relationship as well as to stay front of mind. Now, the purpose of being able to do this, yeah, the better relationship you have and the more front of mind, without a doubt, the more referrals you're going to get. But that's just a byproduct. Don't even focus on that. If you focus on keeping engagement with your community, it's going to provide you with new opportunities. See, people are going to introduce you to other people within their network the more they actually feel that you have a relationship with them. So if nothing else, it's going to get you some more exposure. It's going to open up new doors, which then can lead to new business. Now, if that person wants to use your product or service, they will. They know how to find you. But concentrate on your relationships and being front of mind so that these people in your community can open up new doors and new networks for you, which then can create those new opportunities for you. Okay, so when you go, how do I then activate this within my own business? Well, I'd start off by going, and if we just sort of look at a blueprint that might take you 15 minutes a day, look at how do I touch base with 10 people a day to either strengthen the relationship or to be able to stay front of mind. So if you do 10 a day, that's 50 a week, that's 250 over the course of a month, you can see very quickly how that momentum's going to grow. So what do you do in your 10? Well, there might be one or two phone calls there to people that you haven't chatted to for 60, 90 days plus. For some of you, you might not have chatted them to close to a year. Well, what a great opportunity. Pick up the phone and just go simply, hey, I was just thinking about you the other day. Love to know what you're up to. That's as simple as what it is. And now you start the conversation. Who knows where that conversation goes? We had a great conversation just the other day with someone down in Melbourne who hadn't spoken to for nearly, probably 4 months personally, myself. And he phoned and we just started talking and it opened up a whole new world, which I didn't even realize it could be opened up through that particular person. That's what having conversations do with people. You'll find more opportunities get created just by keeping relationships and finding out what people are doing. Okay, so going back, you might do two of those calls. You might do three or four as hope you're well emails. So it's as simple as subject line, hope all is well. Hey, John, was just thinking of you the other day. Thought I'd touch base and say hello. Love to know what you're up to. What sort of projects are you working on at the moment? Chat soon, Michael. Really simple. Copy and paste it to three people for that particular day, and there's those ones done. Jump onto your LinkedIn, message another three or four of your connections, same sort of message. Okay, all of a sudden now, you've now touched base already there with 8, 9, 10 people if you do 4, 4, 2, or if you did 3, 3, 3 and then sent a card to somebody each day. Okay, there's 10. Think about it, that hardly takes any time whatsoever to be able to do that. Now, your engagement strategy in terms of keeping your relationships and keeping front of mind means you're going to start creating great momentum. It means you're going to start having new doors being opened. It means that you're going to start getting exposure to different people. All of that then generates new business. Okay? So rather than doing what most people do, which is send out a newsletter, which is generally a sales newsletter, make a call, which is a sales call, and then they think, why on earth am I not getting many sales? Well, it's because people are sick of that method. That's what used to work 2 years ago. Doesn't work today. What works today is people feeling that they're valued. People feeling that there's a win-win between you and them. People feeling that you actually care about them. Now, that's not hard to do. Just change a bit of your mentality and then take small little actions to continue building that community and staying engaged with that community. Hope that's been really helpful. As always, you can find out everything about us at referralmarketingguru.com.au. You can check out the blogs, which are always got some good information in there, as well as checking out previous podcasts. So until next time, have a great weekend, great Easter weekend, because that's what we're on, Good Friday, and look forward to chatting to you soon.